T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the kick drill. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of today. Bad jokes on the way. Ted versus the FCC. Our question, what is the butt story? 844-999-OLA. Following up on that conversation, probably about 12 years ago. Or so, we used to do this thing called Stunts on a Dime. And yeah. Ted would challenge whatever it was. I think Kid Rock was in here and we did the Cinnamon
Challenge? You can look that one up, man.
Yeah, kids don't do that. Apparently, you can choke and die.
Don't look it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can watch the video, I think, somewhere, probably on YouTube.
Ted is choked. He didn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll see if we can find that video. If we can, we'll put it up on our Facebook page. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, we'll see if we can find the video.
No, just keep in mind, the one reason Ted did the challenge, I believe, was to get tickets to the Kid Rock show.
Yeah, totally.
So Ted does the stuff, all the stuff goes down, and at the end, man, Rock's like, dude, you could have just asked
for the tickets.
Yeah, 100%, right?
What did he come in with? With had all the Miller Lite caps on it? Was it suspenders? Or what did he have? Like a belt?
In a Miller Lite?
I think it was a belt. The belt, yeah.
It was impressive.
Either way. Oh, yeah. So we just Google my name. Up.
So we used to do this thing called Stunts on a Dime. One of those was the milk challenge. You're not supposed to be able to drink a gallon of milk in an hour. Ted pulled it off without question. And this was back when we were in Baltimore, even.
We
were on a different station here.
Oh, that's
at
right.
Night.
Okay,
at
you're
night.
Right.
You're on at night.
That's Zap. Now, at the time, we were on the buzz. Zap. We all lived together in an apartment that we shared, and we all walked home.
You can see it from here.
And yes, we can. From palatial studios here, we can see that damn thing. And we used to throw beer cans into this polyclinic building right here where they treat people now. If you go down and you dig into the dirt, there's Miller Lite cans and joints.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
So Ted drinks the milk. Now, we normally leave. We're on at night then, so 11 o'clock at night. We start walking to the bar.
Right.
And it was pretty religious, and we walked home every night, and we stopped in, we got a beer or two, whatever.
We got a beer or two, we got hammered.
Yeah, we did what we did. But Ted's not coming out of the bathroom.
And this is still at work, so he's like in the public bathroom.
And we're still kind of trying to wait, and it was like...
No, you didn't.
You didn't. We just leave you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He always tries the silver line of story. Yeah. We left,
No,
man.
We checked on you. We went in there and said, hey, man, are you okay? And you said, no.
All right, well, we're going home.
Right, the same way I'd lean in and be like, all right, dude, I'm taking off.
Yeah,
you okay in there?
Yeah, I think I'll be all right.
All right.
All right, cool.
There's a reason we don't do stunts on a dime anymore. Right. But either way, how long? You were in there for a while.
Yeah, it honestly, like...
We went to the bar.
I would say, like, I don't want to exaggerate, but it had to be 90 minutes.
I was going
to
say, it's at least an hour and a half, because then I got the call, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Ted... Ted did the milk thing. Did he do it? Hey, man, he put it down in like 56 minutes. I didn't think he could be done. We didn't either. He did it. Hey, how's Ted feeling? Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's great. Well, where is he? He's in the bathroom. Why don't you check? No. I mean, like, he's in the bathroom at work.
He's still stuck.
Where are you? I just got home from the bar. Like, you left him? I can't help him.
What are you going to do?
I mean, I hope he's okay.
Going there with a poop stick?
Right.
Let's see if I can listen.
He seemed good enough. You sounded so unhappy, too.
Well, just because the stomach was in so much pain, but I'm not kidding you. Picture you're a grade school teacher with a brand new piece of chalk, like that size, that color, that consistency. But that's all I could get out, and the rest was just like, I hate you.
What's the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, what's up? Hola, guys.
Hola.
So... About 5-6 years ago, when me and my wife were still in a cute, cuddly phase of dating, we'd only been dating like a month, maybe two, I was at her house, and I started tickling her. And, you know, women love to be, hate to be tickled, whatever it may be. I don't know.
You stop when you get punched. That's been my experience. It's funny for a while, and then you get punched in the face, and you say, okay, you're good.
Yeah. So my goal was to try and make her pee her pants because she was laughing so hard. Well, all of a sudden, she farted, like, out of nowhere, just past gas. And I just looked at her and started laughing. And she was, like, red in the face. And I said, are you going to play me a tune? You know, like, oh, when the Saints go marching in. And she was so mad. She storms out of the room, goes into her room, whatever. And still to this day, I can just look at her and say, play us the song, babe. You know, the Saints go marching in.
Play us the song.
So terribly upset. It's great.
Play us the song, you're the piano woman. Play us a song tonight. And she married you anyway.
Yep, married me anyway. To this day, I can't figure that out.
Have you ever tickled her enough to finally make her pee herself?
No, I haven't. It usually turns into a giant wrestling competition, and she just, like, doesn't give up. She will, you know, be in the worst position in the world. She's like, no, I'm not going to give up. She'll bite, she'll claw, whatever.
Wow. It should be noted, he married a house cat. All right, so that's important.
Sounds
to understand.
A little bit like
right. To understand this, just never quits, man.
I married a cougar. For real.
For real, dude. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Yeah, so a few years ago, before my wife was my wife, I took her to a military ball. And I don't know if you guys know what that is, but once a year, everybody gets all dressed up in their monkey suits with all their medals and everything hanging, and girls get dressed up in their ball gowns, and we have good food and drinks, and just have a, you know, tear up the town.
Oddly enough, I call my underwear my ball gown.
Nice. So, anyway, my wife had brought this camera along with her, you know, so she could take pictures and everything, and it was actually that night that I proposed to her. And later on, we had taken, you know, I'd rented a hotel room because I knew we were going to be drinking. I didn't want to be doing anything stupid. Well, kind of didn't want to do anything stupid. Anyway, most of it's a haze. I don't remember much. But the next day, we're back at the house. And in the living room is her mother and her two daughters. And she hooks the camera up to the big screen TV, like a 50-inch, you know, plasma TV in the living room, because she wants to show the pictures of everybody in their uniforms. She's flipping through and flipping through and flipping through, and all of a sudden, boom, there I am, standing there in nothing but a black thong that has little green army men on it that send in the troops.
Yeah.
If I could have crawled under the couch, you know, I would have. But my mother-in-law, she's not my mother-in-law at the time, right? Just
right.
Before that. All she says is, huh. Oh, my. What about, like, oh, Jesus, okay.
What about the two kids? How old were they?
Well, Jesse was 12 at the time, and Kayla was 4.
So they're pretty excited to see this, I guess.
Yeah, they're great. They're, hey, there's Dad, naked.
Send in the troops. That's
send in the troops, yep.
Wow, that's a good one.
What's the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chase. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So about like 10 years ago, I was in Vegas with some friends and my girlfriend at the time. And we used to get Fat Tuesdays and come with a little map. And we'd kind of, you guys ever had Fat Tuesdays?
I don't know if I have or not.
It's like a Slurpee, basically with alcohol in it, and they have these big long glasses. You carry them around.
Yeah,
they come with
okay.
A little map, and you can kind of walk the strip and go to each Fat Tuesdays along there.
Okay, I've seen people do that. I didn't know what that was for. Okay.
How crushed are you by the end of that?
3 days of just drinking those the entire time. I was starting to have some issues, and we were all back at our hotel room, and I was kind of coming out. Burning quite a bit, and I called my girlfriend in to kind of investigate and help me look at what was going on. And she was like, "Well, I'm gonna put some lotion on it." And so she put some. I think it was like must have been fragranted lotion. And as soon as she touched me, I mean, I just lit up. I started screaming. I was like, "Water on a towel! Water on a goddamn towel!" and so she's like dabbing at me, and we kind of walk out of there just like kind of nonchalantly, like. And both my buddy and his wife just are looking at us, and he just looks at me and is just like, Water in a towel, huh?
That's what you need, man. You need to cool off. What's the butt story? 844-999-OLA.
To me, you know it's been really bad if you have to buy Bomex.
Bomex, or I've had to, like, you know, and I don't remember what it is I've eaten, but every once a year you find yourself in a situation like, I need to get cold water on toilet paper before I wipe my ass. Like, this has to cool down, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of like somehow my butt ate a ghost pepper and I was unaware of it. Hello, Carl. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Well, I'm doing better after my little procedure I had done.
Okay.
Hey, they start you off on this Miralax, like the day before your procedure. And I ended up having a couple sets of Miralax at work, and not knowing how fast the stuff works, I left work 30 seconds later, had to turn around and come back to the shop. And all the guys at the shop were laughing at me because I almost didn't make it. And then on the way home, I ended up stopping halfway before the casino using my T-shirt sleeves because I wasn't going to make it home. I stopped on a dirt road.
So to speak.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So you
tell me about it.
Did you make it home okay?
I made it home fine. I made it home and didn't get off the pot until the next morning for my procedure.
How fast is this? Because someone called earlier and said roughly the same thing. How long after you drink this does it, like, it's evacuation time?
Well, I took Dulcolax in the process of one shot of Miralax with a Gatorade. And I would say probably 15, 20 minutes after you take it.
Damn.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fast.
Yep, not even that long.
What kind of
you start feeling the? Go ahead.
What kind of procedure did you have?
A colonoscopy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm just curious when this is going to happen to me.
Well, it's got to be. So the colonoscopy. Now that's just you have something wrong, or they're
doing a check to make sure that you don't have any signs of anything bad going on.
Well,
they actually go in. And they have a long camera, and they...
I knew that, but I thought, like, all right, so what are they doing under this check? Okay, prostate is just the finger.
Mm-hmm, correct.
And then the colonoscopy is the rotor-rooter with the camera on
that's
the end.
Exactly right. They're cleaning out the pipes.
Drone footage.
Yeah, right. It's spelunking, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, that's a better analogy.
Silicon Ted versus the FCC, bad jokes, and your emails on our question, what's the butt story? That's coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad jokes coming. Return of Ted versus the FCC. Yes, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
guys, back in the day, my friend would stop by my place and we'd walk over to my apartment gym for some workouts, typically show up following work, so we needed a change first. Well, one such day, he decided to get changed in the kitchen, in the bathroom, as the bathroom was tiny. I was back in my room, so it didn't bother me any. I finished changing, left my room to check on my friend. Now, at the time, my roommate was female. My friend, hearing a door shut and footsteps, assumed it was my roommate coming home and frantically tried to finish getting dressed. Needless to say, I come around the corner in time to see him flailing around, trying to get his shorts on, losing his balance, and falling ass up on his face. Absolutely one of the most comical things I've ever witnessed. That from Jay. Guys, my butt story. I was like 12 years old. The family's out camping. Dad was drunk, like really drunk. Mom put my brother and I in the tent to go to bed. About an hour later, Mom and Dad come in, and Dad's being goofy as hell and asked me if I wanted some pressed ham. He mooned me and kind of fell near my face, but his butt definitely brushed my face and lips.
Oh,
he's probably listening on his way home from work, so thanks, Dad. That from Ralph.
Dad.
Guys, my mom does medical transcription, where she types audio recordings from doctors from dealing with patients. One day, she got a report from a Vegas client where a man came in because he taped together 5 magic markers and put them where the sun does not shine. He shoved them so far he could not get them out, and neither could the doctor by hand. He ended up having to go into surgery to get them out. Side note, the guy's boyfriend turned out to be the head surgeon of the hospital and tried getting him out before surgery actually took place. Flash forward a couple weeks, and my brother has a sleepover. They're all a bunch of 13, 15-year-olds, and one of them fell asleep. My brother said, I have magic markers. My mom's reaction kind of scared everyone. Any comments there?
Nothing we need to share. A lot of people took advantage of that. It even began with, I could never tell this on the radio. And then they share these stories.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, exactly.
It's a game of hide and seek that's gone wrong.
All right, let's move on to the birthday ones.
Hide.
Hola, guys. Today's my beautiful daughter, Yvette's 7th birthday, and my awesome son, Peyton's 2nd birthday. They both want to hear Ted give a little Disney action, if you could. Can you give some Disney action to the lovely Peyton and the daughter, Yvette?
Oh, yeah. Well, happy birthday to you both. Never forget, as Mickey always says, on your birthday, drink all the Sprite and eat all the cupcakes you want.
Gosh.
Guys, his son Alex is 13 today. He's been listening with me since he was 7 with his little brother. Could he please get a happy birthday with an uh-oh look out and Al hitting the window and a little kid fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. That from Donald.
Uh-oh, look out.
Fish sandwich!
Huge happy birthday to my baby girl, Kaylee. She is 18 today. She's grown into an amazing woman and hope the best for her future. She's a cellist and ultimately wants to be a music conductor. Yes, she's just that awesome. I would ask for the dirty Germans, but since she's my baby girl and I have a special set of skills, I'd rather not. So, yeah. Robin, will you please wish her the happiest of birthdays and maybe a barbershop fish sandwich if you could?
Yeah, fröhlichen Geburtstag, schöner Kuchen.
Yeah. Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon, and at night, and at night.
From Marty. Guys, I want to give a birthday shout-out to my angel face Hunter, who is turning 9 years old today. I know he would love a little kid face sandwich and maybe some Disney talking about laser tag. Stay classy, fellas, and have a good one. That from Stephanie.
Fish sandwich!
Disney, Disney, Disney.
Well, gosh, instead of playing laser tag, ask your mom about playing skin tags.
You know, I like laser tag because I'm Mickey, and I'm the damn boss. Laser tag, I get those suckers back.
Guys, happy birthday to my good friend Tony, a.k.a. Tony Baloney.
Oh, hey,
if I could get a bong hit and the dirty Germans talking about baloney, that would be great. That from Jason.
Yeah, if you enjoy bologna so much, I have a bologna to offer you, but it is darker and with hair stuck to it.
Yeah, but this bologna, it's a great invention. Sometimes you can fry it up, and sometimes it comes in the form of a pony.
Yeah, I have never made a pony.
Yeah. So, you know, I walk around with a small stack of this bologna every day.
I've never done that in the form of a pony.
Guys, birthday shout out to my amazingly handsome husband, Matt. This is the first birthday we are celebrating together as husband and wife since getting married last month. And he's been my rock through 6+ years. Only request he has is for Ted to do some Disney, Ted. Thanks, guys. That from Samantha.
How you guys been together a while? Now finally you're married. So, in Disney time, we say the clock's ticking. We got about 6.5 years left. Good luck.
But as I want to wish my son, Nicholas Nickel Pickle, a happy birthday. Can I get the dirty Germans talking about pickles? Thanks, guys. That from the father known as Johnny.
Yeah, how old is this Nickel Pickle?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, you just be the pickle.
Yeah, my favorite parts about the pickle is the salty juice. Some people like to drink straight from the jar.
Yeah, I wonder how old he is.
I assume this person is an adult and say like pickles.
Yeah, I do not know.
Miles, I'm looking for your help, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're running this ship.
Yeah. Bitches, I watch and post on your live videos on Facebook every day, but first time to reach out to you guys. It's my dad Jim's birthday today, and in exactly 1 year from now, he'll be halfway over the hill. He's done so much for us 5 kids and continues to do that every day. Can I get a fish sandwich and a German happy birthday, guys? That from Emma.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, for your birthday, we will play hide and seek. I will seek your hide.
Yeah, if you listen to most of the show today, you can expect where your present ends up tonight.
Guys, hoping you guys can wish my awesome wife, Christy, a happy birthday with a traffic jam Jimmy fish sandwich, a what the F bro, and some dirty Germans. That's from Patrick in Victoria, British Columbia.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Yeah, by the end of tonight, they will not call you Christy. They will call you Krusty.
Yeah, it's just, I see you guys are Canadians. Maybe I'll add a little Ted gravy to your poutine.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, today is my son Andrew's 16th trip around the Liquid Ball of Fire. He's 6'5" and a nationally ranked competitive swimmer, as he's a Speedo-wearing distance swimming guy and a metalhead and loves the show. Would you honor him with a "Your Penis Is Too Small," followed by a finale of the Dirty Germans talking about wearing a Speedo? You're the best son a father could have ever asked for, and I'm so proud of you. Love, Dad, Jen, and Cece.
Yeah, you can tell the other swimmers inside of your Speedo is your Speedo Guido.
Yes, we saw Germans. Of course we love the Speedo. Plus, allow all these friends to have fun with you now about your Speedo, your swimmer. The ladies love that.
Yeah, you know how to get wet.
Seriously, you ever met a guy that's a swimmer that has a hard time in college?
No. Even Michael Phelps. Look at that man's face. Right? He overcame that.
Birthday wishes to my coworker Kyle. Finally, the big 21, so we can get a big old bong rip. Can he get a couple of gets as well from Thrill? Can we do that? That from Keaton.
Get! Get!
Guys, today's my good friend Heidi's birthday. She would love a big old Leroy Jenkins. And the Dirty Germans, her name is Heidi. She loves cats like more than people. What do you think, guys? That from Andy.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, you don't know this, but you've already made me your birthday dinner, as I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, I just like her name, Heidi.
Yeah.
You know, but unlike General Heidi, please don't cut this off early.
Guys, greetings.
That was deep.
That is a real deep reference. Really is, I mean, deep. Yeah. One person that's a Jets fan is going to get that.
Yeah, but we will make you yodel.
What is it, 1969?
Yeah, it's like one of the first NFL games.
Now, greetings on my fellow dinosaurs and wobbins. Today's my younger brother, Taylor, pronounced Tatsworth's 25th birthday. He works at an armory. So may I please get you talking all over yourselves about arms dealers. Thanks so much, your fellow dinosaur, Brand the Photographer. Guys, wanted to wish my good friend Cody, also known as Salmon, a happy birthday. Can I get the Dirty Germans talking about truck driving from your friend Steve? Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, what I like about the truck driving is watching the big cab go into the tight tunnel.
Yeah, my favorite thoughts about this truck driving is that double clutch, or as I call it, two sticks.
Gentlemen and lady, can I have a birthday shout out for my awesome Disney addict wife, Megan? How about some dirty Disney, please? That from Derek.
Well, gosh, I don't want to say it's dirty, but I make money on the side releasing videos of myself cleaning myself.
Oh, yeah. Don't you really like Disney? You ever had a Mickey ear shoved in here? I have three fingers, but I make them work.
A lot of people think that's a tube of lipstick between my legs, but it's not.
Guys, today's my hunky boyfriend Gordon's 31st. Gonna get the Dirty Germans talking about how bad the traffic is. Thanks, guys, from Stephanie.
Yeah, the worst thing about the traffic is waiting for myself to merge.
Yeah, traffic can be bad, but on the other hand, it gives a lot of people a good opportunity to listen to the radio. So I like this traffic.
Yeah.
All you dinosaurs, wish you happy 45th to my favorite plumber, Dinosaur Brian. He is known as Bad Joke Guy at our karaoke bar because he tells awful jokes all the time. So it's only fitting to ask Ted in an Aussie way to tell him a joke, please.
Ted here from Melbourne. You hear about the circus, mate? It's intense.
Hilarious houses.
That's from your loving and always younger wife, Suzanne.
I have been waiting all day for that one.
And gentlemen and woman, it is my 52nd trip around the sun, and no one else is going to do it for me, so I'd like to request you like that. And seeing as I'm part German, Robin, will you talk dirty to me in German? Thanks, guys. That from Jake, who says, P.S.
You like that?
It says, get on WCMF in Rochester to stop preempting the show on Thursdays. Big Dummy is my favorite. It's not that, Jake. It's the fact that the freaking Boston Bruins, or the Buffalo Sabres are playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. It's just hockey. You know how that goes.
Ja, du kannst gerne ein bisschen Senf auf mein Brezel schmeißen für deinen Geburtstag.
Ja.
Ja. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Bitty!
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
For all you guys would like to hear about Ted's Amazon adventure sometime, could you do that on the show? Did he do, what is it, Awaska? I don't know. Also,
I believe it's pronounced Alaska. Mm-hmm.
Also, if I remember correctly, Miles, you have a problem cat. You have watched My Cat from Hell. No, I think you should contact them and have Jackson Galaxy show up. That would be awesome.
Jackson Galaxy?
That's make my day. They're from Misty. Jackson Galaxy.
Hiawaska.
Hiawaska.
It's pronounced Alaska.
Hiawaska. All right.
I think the only thing I could say, Miles, is I wrestled a panther.
Okay. Hiawaska.
His name was Jamal.
Old school.
Oh, no, not the animal, man.
I think we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So, we're good. Let's go back in time.
Nate, the nocturnal digger, ships shoveling city seashells while spreading city shellfish in his on his country croc.
Three times fast.
Nate, the nocturnal digger, ships shoveling city seashells while spreading city shellfish on his country croc.
One.
Nate, the nocturnal digger, ships shoveling seashells while spreading city shellfish on his country croc.
Two.
Nate, the nocturnal digger, ships shoveling city seashells while spreading city shellfish on his country croc.
Oh! All right, there you go, the win on Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, yeah. Time for Ted versus the FCC. What a late night. What a late night. My nostrils are just burning like hell even right now.
Well, still. Now I just have the one nostril since most of my septum burned away.
I don't know what they cut that stuff with, but that chugger speed was dynamite. Okay, so anyway, we came up with a lot of rhymes and riddles last night, Ted, and lo and behold, we come in here today and we get this listener submitted to Ted versus the FCC from Zach.
Oh, Zach, I wish
you know the game we play here. Listener comes first. So we are going to use Zach's Ted versus the FCC, and it goes something like this. Ted, you know how we play the game. You got to say it one time through and three times fast. Crazy Carrie's hunt was a cold, clammy hunt. A cold, quick hunt it was. With a pull of the trigger, her bigger rigor ended the cold, clammy hunt. The way we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
Crazy Carrie's hunt was a cold, clammy hunt. A quick, cold hunt it is. With a pull of the trigger, her bigger rigor ended the cold, clammy hunt.
Three times fast!
Crazy Carrie's hunt was a cold, clammy hunt. A cold, quick hunt it is. With a pull of the trigger, her bigger rigor...
Oh!
Hi.
That's
a tough one.
That'd have been all right in Australia.
But not here when we're taking
on Ted from Melbourne,
the FCC.
I didn't know he was going to be here. Sometimes he just does that.
Cold and clammy.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
Hey, look, we've all been here, boys.
Bad joke time. Get them ready to go. 844-999. Only you can email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. The Drunken Charge. Ryan Castle kicks off the bad jokes next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network. Bad joke time, 844-999-OLA. You can email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. But first, to ensure that the bad jokes last for generations to come, we first must bring you these rules.
This is the official men's room bad jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke, not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke, not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood, and what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the men's room proudly brings you Bad Jokes.
Ryan Castle here to kick off the Bad Jokes.
What do Winnie the Pooh and Alexander the Great have in common?
What do Winnie the Pooh and Alexander the Great have in common?
Same middle name.
Bad Jokes 844-999. Ola there coming up. You are listening to the men's room.
Ola Bichola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round to profile this as well. Bad joke time. Here's one from the emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com. And this is a Star Wars joke. What was Yoda's last name?
What was Yoda's last name? What?
From John Yodalehiho.
Lehiho.
Lehiho.
That was the first one. Yodalehiho.
What did the excited gardener do when spring finally came?
What?
What did the excited gardener do when spring finally came?
He wet his plants.
Did you hear about the rapper that only rapped at the end of the month?
No.
They say she had good flow.
What do Drano and Danish strippers have in common?
What do Drano and Danish strippers have in common?
They both slowly remove clogs.
Hello, yo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
What is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
One's real heavy and the other's a little lighter.
She sounded so happy.
That's a great joke.
It is. Classic. What did the mountain climber name his son?
Everest.
Cliff.
Hello.
How long does a jousting match last?
I don't know. How long does a jousting match last?
Till nightfall.
Not bad.
I mean, that's just science there.
What did the boy with no hands get for Christmas?
What did the boy with no hands get for Christmas?
Gloves. Just kidding. He couldn't open it.
Oh.
I'm just reading them as they come in, man.
All right.
Hello, Clayton. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What kind of shoes do ninjas wear? What kind of shoes do ninjas wear?
What kind?
Sneakers.
Not bad.
What's worse than ants in your pants?
What is worse than ants in your pants?
Uncles. And where do ghosts go on vacation?
Where?
Malibu.
Oh, come on, man.
Ted, why can't you carry a conversation with a goat around?
Because they're always butting in.
Not bad. Hello, Birkin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Nobody.
Nobody who? Of course.
We got it.
I need to teach that one to my kids.
What is the hippie wife called?
What is the hippie wife called?
Mrs. Hippie.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
You know how you steal an expensive coat?
How do you steal an expensive coat?
Your jacket.
All right. Not bad.
Why do Norwegian boats have barcodes?
So they can Scandinavian.
All right, Walden, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified tourist for a place I don't know. What I do know is that they were in Bali, Indonesia, and they were checking out the Sangay monkeys. Essentially, there's 700 monkeys. And they live in this 14-acre forest. They're considered to be sacred. I mean, like, it's Indonesia. We've all seen the monkeys. Tourists go there, and they feed them and do all these kinds of things. Well, in this particular case, there's a woman who's on holiday. So we'll guess she's from the UK. And she's there with a few friends. Now, she takes the opportunity to sit down on a bench, and wouldn't you know it, a female long-tailed macaque climbed onto her lap, right? And this is kind of cool, and this is when the video starts, because all of her friends are out videotaping her with the monkey. But monkeys being monkeys, well, let's just say as the female monkey's on her lap, a nearby male monkey decides to join the mate and then shamelessly made his move, all while balanced on the poor girl's leg. And these two monkeys start going after. They are having sex on this woman's lap. She refused to touch them. You cannot mess with these monkeys no matter what they do. So for about a good 45 seconds, there's two monkeys doing it in the style of a different animal on her lap. While she's very appalled, her friends laughed. Eventually, they broke him up by offering the male monkey food, and he was willing to stop his coitus just long enough to go get something to eat. This poor woman is sitting there, and you watch this video. Monkey shows up. It's kind of cute, kind of fun. The dude shows up and gets right after her, man. And
does he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's just thrusting his hips, man, and she doesn't know what to do. So, little monkey porn on the lap, man. Technically a lap dance.
I was just saying, there's something with lap dance in there.
I'm just so glad that wasn't me.
Just seems like a long way away from, like, monkeys jumping on a bed.
Right. These little monkeys jumping on a bed. Three little monkeys effing on your lap.
He didn't hit his head.
Right. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
It's going to contest it on live for Profile. This will take color 9, 844-999-OLA.
OLA! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.